Every year, April 25th is the World Malaria Day, which highlights ongoing fight against the deadly disease. The theme for this year's World Malaria Day is history and fight against preventable yet deadly disease. In Maracha District, malaria has been among the leading causes of death among children below 5 years and a leading burden in the health facilities. Different government interventions have now placed the district among us the best performing in the region. Among the interventions include distribution of insecticide-treated mosquito nets, indoor residue sprays, and the latest is the introduction of the new malaria vaccine. Maracha District has been rated among the best district embracing the malaria vaccine uptake during the recent regional health sector review mission for West Nile. Sande Chadibo, the district health educator and a malaria focal person, Maracha District reveals this about the fight against malaria in the district.
December 2024, we only had seen 45,914 cases of malaria confirmed. But by end of the financial year, we are down at 17% outpatient. What is very striking is that the communities took up this IRS. Even when we thought that they would resist and so on, they took it up, especially after IRS2, where everybody saw that it was very, very effective. At our facilities, the health workers are extremely serious and adherent to the policy provisions. For example, our testing rate is 95.1%. The other most recent intervention with which we are extremely happy is the introduction of the new malaria vaccine. This was introduced in April 2025. I'm very happy about the uptake so far. The annual health sector performance review for West Nile put us in green, meaning that our coverage is between 75% to 90%. This is not for nothing. It's because some effort was being put. The District Task Force for Malaria took it very serious.
The recently commissioned community health extension workers in Maracha have also been at the forefront of the fight, especially in mobilizing for the uptake of the new malaria vaccine. Maureen Yesko, a member attached to Kijomoro Health Center 3, moves at least 5 to 20 kilometers every day to the rural communities.
For us there in Kijomoro sub-county, we have like in each parish, there are 2 vaccine points, and in those points, the vaccines are taken on different days. When we are going for outreach programs, we make sure we do mobilization, whereby we involve community members, like different stakeholders, like religious leaders, like the opinion leaders, the VSTs, even us Jews. Make sure that we go into their communities to talk to the community members about the vaccine so that they come with their children for the vaccination.
Maurice Osoga, a member attached to Ovujo Health Center 3, shares this experience.
When the information about malaria vaccine came, it came at the rightful time when we had started our Nyumba Kumi program, and that program is it for us, the communication with the community. We had the leaders of Nyumba Kumi, we had the VSTs and the LC1 chairman of the ward. From the various cells, we could easily communicate with the LCs, and the VSTs are the turn-up of the community to these centers for the vaccination. Really implied to us that people are changing, and the people have been turned up for the vaccines in large numbers is what has really shown to us that the communities are changing.
Jimmy Letia, a village health worker from Ivu sub-county, commenced the new malaria vaccine.
I'm one of the parents actually who took my child for the first dose. I was the one who took my child there personally, and after administering the vaccine, I monitored the child and I actually got there was no side effect of the vaccine on my child. And as the concerns now malaria, we have gone extra as community health extension workers. We have gone extra by now sensitizing our community on planting mosquito repellent plants in our communities. As you move around Maracha, at least you will get each household having a mosquito repellent plant